This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And today in our studio lounge, we have a very international affair here with Sarah Martin from Pulsate, all the way from Ireland. Sarah, how are you?
That's how important you are, Mike.
What's that?
That's how important you are.
That you're going to fly
from Dublin.
You're going to fly across the pond to come here, huh?
Although
it's not that bad of a flight, actually, is it?
No,
like 5 hours,
not
maybe?
Too bad. You know, came to see my cousin Joe as well. He lives in the city.
Your cousin Joe?
Joe Biden, our Irish president.
Here we go. 10 seconds in, we're off the rails already. And then Ronnie Chapman is back here from CMFG FinTech Solutions. Ronnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Mike.
Oh my goodness.
Catching my breath too.
So how's the conference going for you guys? Sarah, I'll let you go first. How's the conference going for you?
Oh, this is, I have to say I love this conference.
Yeah.
It is, especially because it's the first one for me for the year. So it's just wonderful to reconnect in 2023 with all of the customers, prospects, contacts, partners.
Yeah.
Always great to hang out with my partners. So yeah, it's a wonderful event. And it's been, so far, like we're not done yet. We still have...
Oh, I know. We still got another day and a half to go.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Thursday if you want to push it. So yeah. And it's close to home too. Or closer to home.
Than Honolulu.
Oh. you're probably flying the other way if you're going to Honolulu. But hey, Ronnie, how's it going for you?
As I mentioned earlier, it's good for two things. See our clients and get to see our partners like Sarah, which we don't see enough of. So.
Right. Well, let's talk about the partnership here. Congratulations. So how does it work? Sarah, let's fire away here. How do you guys work together and ultimately benefit credit unions?
Well, obviously I'm extremely honored to be related to CUNA Mutual Group and especially the FinTech Solutions Partnership. It's been, you know, I think as a small, fast-growing company focused on the growth of credit unions, it's an honor to be related to, as I said, CUNA Mutual Group, and to have access to your customers who are so important to us. And it's just been a wonderful experience to get involved. Your team are so helpful. And, you know, I suppose I can only say it's just a great honor to be working with CUNA Mutual Group. And to be in any way associated with an organization that is so close to us culturally, because we're so, the credit union movement is so important to me personally, to credit, to Pulsate, and to be connected to another organization that's so well known is an absolute, it's been a fun ride.
Ronnie, from your perspective.
I think a few things that come to mind for me are, you go into a new space, FinTech for CUNA Mutual, and if you spend much time with them, I'll generally I have this saying, I'll sort of say, like, passion will get you about 88% of where you want to go. And so there's this big bad world of FinTech, and you're always looking for the right partners to, you know, really achieve what you want to for the credit union space. But you can sort of hyperdrive that if you find people who not only know it and are intelligent, but they're passionate about it. And if you get all of that, you've got something pretty special. You know, it's always, I'd put Pulsate at the top of that list of sort of saying, you know, we know we need to be top of mind to member. We know we need member engagement, communication. You know, we want members to think of their credit unions, not just when an event occurs. So that's a space we needed to be in, and met Sarah and Pulsate, and couldn't be a better partnership. But I go back to and say, but what hyper drives it is their passion for this and Sarah's passion for this.
Just a little bit. So what's the benefit to the credit unions here in this partnership? How are you guys, where do you see that heading as far as the benefit goes?
So the partnership really allows us to spread beyond, you know, really spread the power of Pulsate into as many credit unions as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we, in particular, Pulsate, we work with credit unions of every size. So our smallest credit union just has 4,000 members. And that, even that small credit union has the ability to use Pulsate to be top of mind mm-hmm. in the mm-hmm. moment of need for their members. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, a member of any size credit union can now say to their member when they're shopping for a car, mm-hmm. Hey, don't forget, we have great offers here. Think of us in this moment of need. And that's really powerful for credit unions of all sizes, but I think it's really magical that even the smallest one can technology and have access to that value. And I think the partnership really helps us to expand into more and more credit unions so that more and more members can have access to that service.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no matter the size of the credit union,
we get sometimes probably overly wrapped up in the tech. Boy, we'll tech stack and what we do. Doesn't matter if you don't bring people in, don't make people aware of this great tech.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You go back a few years, it hadn't been that long ago, less than that. We started sort of saying, all right, if you're going to be really e-commerce minded, you know, sort of how you do it, sometimes you're going to move out of the back office and start thinking of
completely.
What's here and awareness.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was in a panel yesterday, and my comment was like, the what'll be really special if we get to a place where people think about their credit union. I don't know if it's every day, every other day, but how do you top of mind and say, boy, it's good. That membership is valuable
sure,
to me.
Sure.
And I would say this is tip of spear for us. What Pulsate is doing is tip of spear,
mm-hmm.
sort of say, just as a reminder here, this is about value of membership.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about
mm-hmm.
just selling things. This is of saying it's good value, membership's valuable, use it. It's here.
Right.
That's why we're here.
Right.
We're here for you. As a credit union, we are here for you, member.
Yeah.
And that's the role that we're playing. And it works across so many different services. Like, obviously, we've been working with QNexus, for example, drive loan growth.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, mobile loan growth going to, like, 50% of loan applications through the partnership.
That's awesome.
Which is fantastic because, obviously, mobile, there's so many other benefits mm-hmm. to driving mm-hmm. loan conversions through mobile. But even things like e-statements, you know, credit unions spend so much time, effort and project time and that resourcing into implementing these technologies because they need it as a credit union, but also the member needs it. And being able to say to those who haven't signed up yet, hey, you know, sign up for this, it's of value to you. I've been able to see our customers go from 9% adoption of e-statements to more than 60% in just a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Like, that's true value.
Heck yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
And the same is true across so many different products and services that the credit union are carefully curating.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
how do you do that? You take that effort because you know the member wants and needs it. And then what's next? How do you make sure that they have it, that they have access to it, that they know that it's even there? And
mm-hmm.
that's what we're doing. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's becoming so much more important as well. Like we heard last week in a recent study by Chase that only 10% of American consumers today actually want to go to the branch.
Want to do what?
Want to go to the branch to
be
served.
Yeah, yeah.
The credit union has been really, really great at, like, the member comes in, how can I help you? We have this, or have you thought about this? And that engagement. But how do you keep that member engagement when they're actually not coming to you? And I think it's really important. And I'm really happy to see more and more of our customers utilizing mm-hmm. the services of Pulsate mm-hmm. in a way that's really driving adoption of these products and services.
Yeah, yeah, no
in
doubt.
Mobile.
And one thing
go ahead,
say there is that I was in education for me is if these aren't top of mind, you can very quickly become white noise. One of the things
mm-hmm.
that's been great about learning this is, you know, you build all these solutions, but if you aren't funneling them and communicating in the right way, you can't over communicate and you can actually become so noisy people tune it out.
Yeah, you're right.
So, so it's been a really, really good education for us in, like, what is the right cadence
mm-hmm.
and path of communicating to members.
You guys at Pulsate got that down to a science, you know, it is almost a science or an art.
Yes.
To
magic.
It could be magic. Anything else to add?
look, I not much. The constant reminder I give to our market is our desire to be better at e-commerce.
Yep.
I use that term. I wish there was a better term. I don't know, but e-commerce is top of mind in a world. When you move to it, we throw the word, we're moving to a digital world, but we throw it pretty loosely, and I don't.
We're there. We're already there.
Yeah, but what it means to us, as I said earlier, if people may not have seen it, is we very firmly believe that the purchase and finance event are coming together in the long term.
We talked about that earlier. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And if that happens, the credit union's superpower, continue to believe, is trust. But it's hard to know if you don't make them aware. If the member doesn't know you're there, the member's not aware you're there, if you're not communicating. So this is really important. This is not, in my world, this is not nice to have stuff.
Yeah.
This is must-have
stuff have to have,
as
for sure.
We move forward into what we sort of colloquially say is the digital world.
Well, and it used to be kind of a cool to have. Hey, this is cool. I get these push notifications.
Yeah.
They're really cool. But now, like you said, to your point, now that we're so digital, these are a must-have type of service that to keep you connected. So, and you guys are providing that. So.
Yeah, and it's about the members' financial health and access to the right products where and when they need them. It's it's providing a service and being of service to your members by taking the data you have and turning that into, I know you, I see you, this is what I have for you, because I know you need it.
Yep.
And this is data that the credit union has, and just taking that information they already have and turning it into a service that their members need in a digital-first world, that's the role that we're playing.
Yep, well said. All right, guys, that's a good message to end on. Thank you so much for hanging out here for a few minutes. Thanks for flying across
always
the pond to see us.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Ronnie, always a pleasure seeing you, sir.
Thank
and
you, Mike.
Keep up the good work there at CUNA Mutual. And Sarah, keep us laughing. But keep up the good work at Pulsate as well.
Thank
you guys
you.
Do a great job.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.